Welcome back to another episode of SLMA Radio. It starts here. If it has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing, it probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. We have a rotating series of hosts and a rotating series of topics, and today it's Outstanding Outbound, an outstanding monthly program with our host, Marianne Vanilla. She's the author and CEO of the Vanilla Group. So without further ado, let's bring her on. Hey, Marianne.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good here. Let's see if we can hear you there. I know we were struggling a little bit here today.
How about that?
Yeah, let's get you as close to the mic as we can get you here. So what have you brought for us? Every month when we do this program, you tell us that there is such a thing as outstanding outbound. And I hear outbound is dead. It's not outstanding. It's buried. It's over. It's done.
It's funny because when I'm speaking to a group about this topic, one of the first things I ask is, how many of you call people you don't know? Everybody raises their hand.
Really? Okay.
That's just a normal part of doing business, is calling people you don't know. When you put a label of cold calling on it or a sales call, then everybody kind of freaks out and like, oh, I could never do that. And it's like, you're doing that all the time. And part of being an executive and being in business is you're talking to people, whether that is in the form of building partnerships or business opportunities or whatever it is, you're having conversations with people. Kind of like recalibrating what you're thinking is, you're being all the people that might think that there's not an opportunity to call people, and just recalibrating that and understanding why there's the big issue around thinking that it's, first off, something that is not successful, and second, it's certainly something that you can't outsource. Both of those things are untrue.
So weren't we promised, though, that with the arrival of the internet and social media and websites and all the other stuff, it was going to come to us? We were going to generate inbound like crazy. I'm never going to have to reach out to people and call somebody I don't know. We're going to be in so many places and spaces and such appealing offers, they're going to reach out to us.
Yeah, and anybody that is in sales and marketing, and especially in the space I work in, which is B2B enterprise tech, nobody is closing deals on social media, because that's, social media is a voice. It's your connection. It can be used for a lot of different things. The mistake a lot of companies make is they use their social media to basically say, buy our stuff like a million times.
Exactly.
But when they get to a point where they understand that, they use that to converse with people.
And I think that's the key. It's a conversation. It's a starter.
Right.
There's this whole world of people sniffing around out now. I think it was Forrester did a study a few years ago that everybody quotes. I may have it off a little bit, but it's something like, when somebody buys anything, whether it's a toaster or a new enterprise solution, they go online and research it first. And by the time they're ready to raise their hand and talk to a salesman, they've already decided pretty much who they're going to talk to. Rightly or wrongly, they've sniffed around and decided this is the company that's the best solution.
Right.
So
really, it's about being findable. It's about connecting with prospects. You know, like one of the things that I look at when I look at a company, for example, is, you know, how current are they? Are they out in the public domain? Are they having conversations, first off? And it's not like they have to be super active on Twitter or LinkedIn or whatever it is. If they are, it should be something current. It is even more to a detriment if you look at a website of a company and you see their last press release was like in 2015 or something. So that makes you wonder, well, what's going on over there for the last 3 years? So that's the thing that your public persona or your public conversation that you're having on social media and through your website, you know, that's important, but that's not going to close business. There's actually a huge opportunity to accelerate consistent long-term growth with putting the right outbound resources in place. I've had this company for going on 18 years, and I work with some of the largest tech companies out, and many of them have internal outbound function because that's important. What we do is more strategic in getting them into accounts and having conversations with stakeholders. But from a company that hasn't outsourced anything, there's this mixed results and tainted view on the topic. And a lot of it is based on, have they had a bad experience? And the program flops. And the things that people carry this experience forward thinking, oh, I tried this before and it didn't work. That's a result of a bad match. That was a bad vendor match. It's not that outbound doesn't work or outsourcing your SDR function or your demand gen function isn't going to work. It's that it's been a bad match, what they're referencing mentally. For example, I get the typical process that companies might go through is they're thinking, okay, we want to outsource B2B calls. And so they do some research and the expectation is right away, well, how many meetings can we expect? Or maybe they want to buy a list or call accounts they want to get into. And so they're thinking, how many meetings can I get? And then there's all these vendors out there that want to sell them a program that's based on activity metrics that don't really map to their real sales pipeline once you dig a little deeper. But, you know, the client wants meetings, the vendors say, hey, we'll give you meetings. And so it sounds great. A lot of dials and meetings. Let's do it. The company also, they look at this low budget option because they want to mitigate risk. But that actually increases risk because if you go cheap, you're getting those kind of calls that you personally hate. And so that's another thing. They think, well, if it works, we'll invest more. But they've set themselves up for failure because it was the desperation of selling a program with this expectation that meetings are going to close deals. And then the whole thing just falls apart and they think, yeah, you can't outsource this.
So I hear everybody nodding their heads, everything you're saying. And I even heard a couple of people groaning, I think. Or was it a growl? I thought I heard a growl on your other end. Was that your dog or was that just my imagination of people growling about the idea of outbound here?
I'll keep that a mystery.
Well, you showed me your cute dog. You got to identify your dog now here sitting next to you. What's your dog's name?
This is Zara.
Zara. And Zara is what? Pretty big dog.
She's a Great Dane.
A Great Dane. Wow. Well, yeah. Well, the minute you started into your dialogue about outbound, I heard this grumbling and this. I have to bring that out because everybody's going to think it's me. And I don't want them to think I'm growling about this. So what is the proper then connection between inbound and outbound? What's the balance that we're looking for here? Is it all one, all the other? Can we throw out one?
All companies that are successful have an outbound function. And that's critical because people don't automate. And especially in a large deal, in a complex deal, you've got to have conversations, period. It's not something that's going to just, you know, happen on its own or automate it down to where they say, hey, send me a proposal. I mean, that's just not going to happen. So, you know, for example, though, and I'll give you an example of what happens, what a lot of companies do is when they go cheap, they get somebody calling people that, number one, they don't do research on their prospects. They don't look up who they're calling. They're not really peer level minded people. And you can't train somebody that's not a peer level mindset to be that. It's just not going to happen because that comes with experience and business acumen and personal maturity to be able to engage with somebody at that level. You can't take someone that doesn't feel like an equal to the people that they're talking to and manufacture a false peer experience. It's just not going to happen. So a lot of it is, you know, taking this round peg and trying to stick it in this square, you know, space, because you have to make sure that what is happening at all stages, and whether that's an inbound person, internal person that you have, or you're outsourcing, plenty of people that work directly for companies are not really suited for that first conversation because they're simply not engaging at a peer level. So they're engaging at, you know, kind of a junior green level. And a lot of that is because if you look at how companies hire SDRs often, I mean, that's a lower paid type of employee, and that person usually has a career path where they want to get out of that. So that's not even something that they want to do long term. They're getting experience because they want to be the account rep or a major account rep or a sales VP or something like that. So you have to think about that because it's not a role that people are super invested in staying for a long time as an employee. So that's the thing to look at, is who's on the front lines, who's having these conversations. So with outsourcing that, you have to make sure that people understand your sales cycle. Are they a good match? Are they able to have that one-on-one conversation where people will talk to them and tell them stuff? And that happens all the time because people will take a business call.
Well, I think you've hit a bunch of topics that each could be a show unto themselves. And the one that strikes me the first is the person usually doing the cold calling doesn't want to be doing it. And they're usually a junior level person. I'm too important. Go do cold calls. That's the starter place in the company here. You do the cold calls today, and I'll take the real deals here. I think that's part of the problem. We got the wrong people calling, and they're not really excited to be doing it.
Well, and again, that's the first experience that a prospect has with your company. What is that experience like? Is that experience some icky waste of time? Is that experience somebody asking you ridiculous questions? Now, I had somebody call me within the last couple few weeks, and I said, you know, I'm really not going to be a good prospect for you right now because we're just super busy. And they said, well, what are you busy with?
And I'm like, too busy to tell you.
You know, and they're like, well, is it this or is it that? And I'm like, what does that have to do with anything? You know, right. I mean, that's got nothing to do with this. And that was just a weird way to keep the conversation going. So that's the kind of stuff that executives deal with. So that's why when they pick up the phone, they're kind of like, you know, but if you right away can establish yourself as an expert and a partner and a peer, then they'll have that conversation with you.
Well, let's take a quick break and you can come back and give us some examples of how to do that. Because I think I hear what you're saying, but I don't think I hear it very often when somebody calls me. So maybe you can educate us a little bit here today. We'll be right back with Marianne Vanilla from the Vanilla Group right here in the Sales Lead Management Association. Outstanding Outbound. And again, there are companies that will help you with this. We're talking with one here today, the Vanilla Group. They're committed to give back to their customers more than just great leads, really. Their objective is to deliver a customized, strategic sales development solution that is sustainable. That means you can do it over and over again. The Vanilla Group solution is designed to invigorate your entire sales team. They provide your organization with new revenue opportunities and a continuous stream of ongoing selling activities. Achieving this mission isn't always easy. It talks about building a partnership. And as your trusted partner, the Vanilla Group understands your objectives and goes out of their way to meet your requirements. So if all this sounds too good to be true, well, find out for yourself. Call the Vanilla Group. Reach out and do some outbound contact. Go to their website, vanillagroup.com, V-A-N-E-L-L-A, group, vanillagroup.com. All right, can you give us some tips?
That's a great question, because a lot of times when a company calls me, they'll say, well, we've got scripts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, it's not a script that is going to get you in front of people. It's conversation.
Right.
So, for example, when you call someone you don't know, are you reading a script?
Just call up somebody. I think I've got at least a script in my head. I got a little pitch that I'm going to try and get out as quickly as possible.
You've got a framework that you're working through, right? But it's not just reading something at them.
No. I hate that. And it's so obvious that somebody's doing that. Yeah.
Right. And so that's one of the things that happens is, and I get calls every day. So I hear this stuff all day long of people that are just talking fast so they can get through the whole thing, right. or being a little manipulative about trying to get me to agree to something. The other thing that happens is they'll tell my assistant that I'm expecting their call, which is ridiculous. It's like, how is lying to her going to get you any audience with me, right? And that kind of stuff happens, unfortunately.
How about the fake bonding stuff? It drives me crazy. We had somebody call me the other day here, and they're like, hey, buddy, how you doing? And I'm like, hey, buddy, how you doing? Who is this?
Right.
And they just launched into this thing. Or the other one, hey, we just talked to you a little while ago, and we're doing... And I'm like, you did? I don't remember you at all. This fake connection.
That never works. Lying doesn't work.
No, exactly.
I mean, it's a ridiculous tactic, and that's what gives sales a bad name. So that kind of stuff is like anathema to me, because when I hear that somebody's doing something like that, it's like we all pay for it, right? That turns that prospect off even more to the future to talk to other people. So, you know, the thing that companies need to do, and if you look on my LinkedIn profile, I wrote an article called Before You Outsource B2B Telemarketing or Telesales, and it really helps companies understand how to outsource successfully, because you can do it. I mean, I've got companies that have worked with us, you know, 10 years, 12 years.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's a long-term successful program because we're a match for their prospect base, for their internal objectives. And we go through a vetting process. And so I vet them too. And so the one thing when companies call me, I'll always ask them, so is everybody trying to sell you a program? They're like, oh my gosh, yes. Yeah. And read that article first, because that'll tell you what to ask. I have a pretty narrow criteria for what I look for in clients. And I work with a partner company that I'll share some accounts with if they're not a good fit for us. And I only partner with them because I trust them. I'll know they'll do the work, and they're not going to put some really awful resource out there to connect with people.
Most of the resources calling me are pretty bad. They don't speak English well. They're trying to rapidly spit out a script. They're pretending to be my buddy. They're doing all these things to engage me in the conversation. The one that drives me the craziest, and maybe I'm being too sensitive, is when they start and say, hi, how are you doing? I'm like, and I always say, who is this?
Yeah, it's like, who cares, right? And that's the thing. It's, you know, the vendor field of outsourced options is really broad, and it includes everything from a larger call center, which is very controlled and structured, and they've got hourly employees, they've got a higher turnover. That has its place in certain things. But if you're looking to engage as a peer with companies and do outbound and start developing relationships, you know, having a more boutique operation that's highly specialized and operates more as a partner with really specific requirements and value add, that's the kind of resource you want. So I wouldn't recommend a large call center in B2B marketing for complex deals, other than for maybe verifying opt-in status or maybe a single topic data gathering effort or something like that. But building a relationship with a stakeholder in a company really requires a peer. So there's got to be a level of respect that can be built rather quickly.
Well, as we come down to the last couple minutes here, I'd love you to consider doing future shows where you could actually give people some real life examples of what a good outbound sales call looks like, because I don't think people know anymore what it is. I think we've all got this image that it's an intrusion, it's an interruption, and it's not something that really is valuable. And yet, clearly, as you started by saying, we're always out talking to people, we're always contacting people we don't know. It's not like this doesn't work, we just don't know how to do it.
The thing that is really important is just making sure that it's a good match when companies are looking to do that work. And so their disappointment will be eliminated if they're working with the right company. And I own the Telesales 2.0 methodology, so that's ours. And I do train companies how to do that, because, you know, just to lift the performance and stop all the attrition in their sales pipeline. So that's another thing is adopting those practices internally so that you are in the right place at the right time with these prospects.
Well, I'd love to hear it in real life, and maybe someday we can actually go through it and see what a sales call should sound like or shouldn't sound like. We've all had bad ones. I don't get too many good ones, and I know you guys have had a high success rate and been doing it for a long time, so maybe we can use this forum to actually experience it, to learn how to do it.
Awesome.
Okay. Any last takeaways or thoughts today here?
I would like people to check us out, check out my content, because I have articles that I wrote to help people make these kinds of decisions and to be able to look at their own internal operation and see where they might be able to fine tune some things and tighten up certain pieces of their outbound efforts so that they're getting results.
What kind of results should we expect? There's a good question. I'll leave you that as a takeaway. Is this just a dialing for dollars and you're going to get 1 out of 100, or
no.
Is it can be
no,
really
it's all
more
very predictable, and that has to do with the data piece, with the documentation piece, with so it's all things. It's not just make a bunch of calls and just keep dialing. And you know, I think of that that scene in Trading Places where he's all sell.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And that's not what it is. You're orchestrating data. You're capturing it. You're making sure you're not going over ground with the prospect that you already did. I mean, there's all kinds of things that play into getting results. The DMA, they do a report every couple of years on demand gen and different direct marketing methods. And telemarketing, which I know it's an icky word, but basically just calling,
right,
is topped out at about 4% return. When you're doing it right, you get about 20%.
Wow.
And so but that has to do with making sure that you're calling the right accounts, that you're doing the right things, that you're not just, you know, air coverage and wrecking stuff. And, you know, because that happens a lot.
Sure does. Well, we're out of time for today, but I really encourage you to see if you can structure a couple of those shows where you walk us through the process, the do's and don'ts of how to do that.
Good call is more like the conversation we're having right now.
Right, exactly.
Instead of all this
forced and fake at the wrong time. Well, thank you. So how do they reach you if they want to learn more?
Go to the website. So it's Vanella Group, VanellaGroup.com. And we've got chat on there, or fill out a form and I'll make sure it gets over to me. And
you'll have a conversation rather than a scripted call.
I have
with
it, yep.
All right. All right. Thanks for joining us.
Awesome. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, everybody.